Nice. A lot of good juice around Drake May, according to Peter Schrager on McAfee yesterday.
We've seen it firsthand, all the good juice for Drake May. It's going to be a sweaty day. It's going to be real sweaty, but that's fine. I'm going to rise above it.
You're already rising above it. What do you mean you're going to rise above it?
I'm going to continue to rise above it.
Did the Twitch chat bully you into taking off your little sweat rag there? What do you call it? I keep forgetting the name of it. A cool rag?
A cool towel.
Your cool towel.
A cool towel.
They bully you out of it?
I'm saving it. No, I haven't soaked it in ice water yet. I'm going to do that probably around 11, then come back out here and put it over my head like
nice.
I did before.
That's the way to do
Lower
it.
Lower the body temperature like a lizard, and then I'll be in good shape. And the rest of the day, I'll be fine.
We'll get you an update on Drake May momentarily. Here's the full attendance. I finally was able to go through the full roster.
Did you do that during the break? That was good stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can never be too sure until they're really all out there stretching. Like, you see guys coming and going off the field. So me and Mike Reese are reporting that Austin Hooper is out here, which indicates he's off the PUP list.
Another target for Drake May.
Me and Andrew Callahan are both reporting that there's no Gonzo out there or Carlton Davis today.
Yeah, this is not a great...
Me and Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald can both report that. So what was supposed to be a strength of the team, your cornerback group, again, they're out there. It's now the fourth missed practice for Carlton Davis. They're down he and Gonzo in the cornerback room, which yesterday meant you had Alex Austin, Marcus Jones, and Marcellus Dial, your guy.
Well, Dial did make a nice play and celebrated it, which I enjoy. You know, you celebrate your successes in life, not just on the football field, Jones. You should be allowed to do that.
You should.
Yeah, no, it goes from being a strength of the team to a weakness. But that happens with any team, right? That's not specific to the Patriots. If you told me the Buffalo Bills lost their top two corners at camp, you'd be like, all right, well, they're not as good. And so now that's what you're dealing with. But I look at it another step further, because even if those two guys are ready to go for the regular season, and fingers crossed that they are, it's just several practices where Steph Diggs, Kyle Williams, Kayshon Booty don't get to go up against.
It's a great point. It's a great point.
Competition.
And look, we don't even know what Davis is dealing with.
No, we don't.
We assume we know what Christian Gonzalez. It looked like a hamstring yesterday. The beat writers are all calling it a left leg injury. It's what it looked like. So I think we have a good idea what happened to Gonzo because it happened in front of us.
Yeah, Davis.
It was NFI. It was away from the facility. We don't even know what was going on with Carlton Davis.
Yeah,
and so you know, is it a soft tissue thing? Is it the same kind of thing that's going to bark at Gonzalez, like we were talking about? I think that's a bad place to start. Doesn't mean they won't be ready week one. Doesn't mean they can't be the best cornerback duo in football, which we think they might be.
Yeah.
It just means they're off to a bad start. Mark Daniels had a few notes on the roster. No Tavai out there as well.
That's a shame.
He says no Josh Farmer. This is the first one I want to dispute.
Okay, Josh, now we're talking.
Josh Farmer is here.
Is he? Is he on the field?
He's on a side field. He's not on either of the two main fields. Well, that's a great question, Keith. But we can tell you with confidence, Josh Farmer, the rookie at Florida State, is here. What's he up to, and why is he not out there with the rest of the team? I don't know, but he's here.
Let me paint the picture, Jones. We are high above. We're not on the top floor of the stadium, but I think
we're up there, though.
Second high. So we're high above.
We might have been higher than Kraft's helicopter yesterday. We're up there.
Greg,
yeah,
bro.
Thank you. We're
in the crow's nest.
We are, yes.
We're in the crow's nest. And so we're looking down on the two practice fields. We are also looking down on the helipad, which has been discussed quite a bit during training camps this year and years past.
Mm.
All of a sudden, we noticed that there was a player by the helipad, which is not, the field.
He kind of looked lost. He looked like maybe he forgot where the actual practice fields were.
Because the stadium and like where the locker room is, it kind of spits right out onto the field. You have to go another way around a fence to get over to the helicopter pad. So I don't know. It's a bit of a mystery, but we did spot a player wandering around as though he was lost.
Yeah.
So there is that.
So he's here. I would again. We take official attendance on this show.
No doubt.
We can report he's here.
Yeah.
What's he doing? And you know, whether he's cleared to go today, I have no idea.
Right.
Meanwhile, that was a bullish answer from Pete Schrager, good info guy,
Schrag,
on McAfee yesterday about Drake May. The buzz is real about a year two leap, Keith.
Yeah. I mean, and that's positive. And I think overall he has looked good. Like, I think, obviously, you know, a turnover here or there or whatever, but it's been several days of practice so far. I think he's looked good. There's been times where we've questioned the offensive line. Clearly, that's how we started the show. There's been a few drops by some of his receivers. But Drake May himself, I would say, arrow pointing up. You know, there was questions in OTAs, remember? Like, back in OTAs, there was a couple of sloppy practices, one where he didn't complete a very high percentage of passes. And we're like, all right, well, it's a place to build off of. And now since then, I would say he's been pretty good. Right? Like, I don't think there's been a day where we've been like, oh, bad day for Drake May. It's been a bad day for some of the backup quarterbacks. It's been a bad day for some of the offensive linemen. It's been just sort of an average day for a handful of players. I would say overall Drake May has been one of their best players day in and day out.
So Callahan tabulated the numbers through five practices. It's day six today. Jones and Keefe in Foxborough for Patriots training camp. Pads are on. We're brought to you by McFarland Energy, as we have been throughout training camp. Drake May is 35 for 47. That is, by my math, 74% completion percentage.
Pretty high.
That's good. There was only one day, and it was Saturday. We weren't in attendance for it, where he really pushed the ball downfield. Right. Yesterday, he was only 5 out of 6, and I say only, meaning not a ton of attempts. They didn't throw much yesterday. It was a heavy run practice. He has, by Callahan's tabulations, Keith, taken 15 would-be sacks in training camp.
Yikes.
So I
think they're going up against the steel curtain, so it makes sense.
That's true. Keon White and Kalavon Chasen. So, you know, I would say that May's been very accurate. It's hard to know what that would look like in a game situation, and even when he is allowed to make plays, there are going to be other plays where maybe those aren't going to happen in a real game, which again underscores the offensive line and the slow start that they're off to. So I would say that's not very encouraging.
And completion percentage is certainly a stat that can be very misleading. You know, depending on what your offense is, you talk about like a lot of these checkdowns. Like, so even last year, I don't know if anybody – I think people were encouraged by Drake May. And you're like, all right, this is what he could be. But no one's going to be like, the guy had an unbelievable season, and he completed 66% of his passes.
Correct.
You know?
I think the way I would say it is, there were people who thought he didn't belong on an NFL field as a rookie. They thought he wasn't developed enough to do that.
Oh, that was dumb.
So in that way, he exceeded expectations. But right, I mean, I think he was fine, nothing special, needs to win more games, needs to turn it over less. I think we'd agree on that.
Tua last year completed 73% of his passes.
Yeah, and they were all like to Achan and Jonnu
Smith. That's what I'm saying.
One foot behind the line of scrimmage.
And nobody would say he had a great year.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Correct. So that is, I think, encouraging for May, discouraging for the O-line. ESPN came out today, Keith. Our guy Aaron Schatz.
Schatz. Yeah.
Came out with his top rankings of talent under 25. It's a way to measure young talent.
The Jordan Hudson.
On teams throughout the league. The Jordan Hudson list.
Yep.
Compiled by ESPN. The Patriots a year ago were 25th on that list. Not a lot of young talent on the squad.
Seems kind
of
high. I guess that was Gonzo, right? They were banging
probably
on Gonzo.
Yeah, and maybe they were even factoring in Drake May to a degree.
Yeah.
This year, the Patriots have moved from 25 to 7 on that list.
That's a big jump.
For some context, the teams they trail: Houston, a playoff team a year ago; Seattle, 10-win team a year ago; Washington in the NFC title game a year ago. The Giants were 4th, not good. The Bears were 5th, not good. The Lions were 6th. Patriots check in at 7th. Other teams in the top 10, Jacksonville and Tennessee, not good. Chargers in the playoffs a year ago. So I think that's not a bad list to be on, to be honest.
No, not at all.
Five other playoff teams, something like that?
But what this speaks to is 3 years ago, you were drafting in the middle of the first round and you crushed your pick.
Yep.
In Gonzalez. The last 2 years, you've picked in the top 4. And so Drake May at least projects to be pretty good. And then Will Campbell's an unknown, but I think for the sake of this list, they'll be like, oh, he's a top 5 pick. And he was the consensus top lineman in the draft. So even if, you know, everybody wouldn't have taken him 4th overall, he was going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. So you
just summarized it pretty good. May, Gonzalez, and Campbell are their quote-unquote blue-chip players.
Yeah.
They say May is a very promising young quarterback who turns 23 August 30th. He ranks 17th in QBR last season despite subpar receiver and O-line play. The young talent is here to save the offense, he writes.
It better be.
First-round rookie Will Campbell is 21. Third-round rookie Jared Wilson is 22. At receiver, they have 22-year-old rookie Kyle Williams plus 23-year-old Kayshawn Booty and 24-year-old DeMario Douglas.
Yeah.
They may even be able to get something out of 2024 second-round pick Jalen Polk. Well, he writes, who had a troubling rookie season, but is 23 years old with plenty of potential. I would disagree with most of that sentence.
But throw Henderson in there, too. They get to him.
So I was surprised he didn't at all. He said, one more leading young player is 23-year-old Christian Gonzalez, second-team All-Pro, who covered opposing number one receivers more often than any other corner in the league last year. He does differentiate. He says there's good young talent on offense. There's less of it on defense.
Yeah.
Which I guess is backwards from how we think about the full roster, since they brought in so many free agents to spend so much on defense. But no, moving from 25 to 7,
yeah, that's good.
Doesn't guarantee anything for this year, but it does tell you, thank you, it does tell you that maybe, just maybe, they're replenishing the young talent. We were having this conversation yesterday when Orlovsky was going off on it, and now here's another thing emphasizing it.
But that also makes sense when you look at it. The defense is more of a sure thing because they have more established guys. The offense has a bunch of guys that are unproven, and they could easily go in one direction or the other. Like, we don't know what kind of pro Will Campbell, Travion Henderson, and Will Campbell are going to be. We also don't really know to what extent Drake May is going to be, right? Whereas on defense, handful of guys, you can kind of predict what kind of season they're going to have. So, you know, I think the drafts have been, I don't want to say, I mean, we'll see. It's TBD with this year. Last year, it's really just the quarterback you got. You know, like they screwed that up. I mean,
well, Jalen Polk has lots of potential.
Yeah, but they could have drafted Ladd McConkey.
Yep.
And then where would they rank on this list?
Oh.
They had an all-pro wideout.
Maybe
number one.
Yeah,
seriously. But it's really hinging on Gonzalez, May, and Will Campbell, which if you're just plucking three guys under 25 off of each roster, that's a pretty good spot to be in. And three very, very important, maybe the three most important positions.
One more update here on attendance. Mego notes that Carlton Davis is here.
Okay.
He's here, but
he
not
about a helipad. Like,
not participating.
Farmer?
I don't. I have not laid eyes on him, but I'd say it's a good sign he's here.
Okay, good.
It's a bad sign he's not participating, but I think that's certainly a little better than the guy's not even present.
Sure.
So we'll add that to the list. Both he and Gonzo not participating out there today. 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on Drake May, the year to leap. Your thoughts on the young talent on this roster and the offensive line off to a poor start by Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald's tabulations. They've already allowed 15 sacks through 5 days and counting. We'll keep our eyes on team drills once they get going here at day six of Patriots training camp. And coming up next, let's get to maybe the wildest and at this moment, maybe the most interesting story in the NFL. That's next.